Is there anything you want to say from the back?
Da li nešto hoće ona iz zadnje klupe da kaže?
Everything's okay? All right.
Tehnika u redu. Al nas je juče isprepada.
Why don't we sing a song this morning to
Ajde da otpevamo jednu pesmu.
Class. Do you all know the words for Hine Matovu Manayam?
Svi znate onu Hine Matovu da napamet da ne pišem.
No or yes? How many? Yes? Okay, good. We're going to sing this again on Friday night for our welcoming of the Sabbath.
Pevaćemo to i za početak subote u petak uveče.
So this is our rehearsal for Friday night.
Tako da je ovo proba za petak uveče.
Where's our leaders here?
Gde su vođe?
They're sick? No, you don't look sick.
Gde su vođe?
Tovu manaim, shevetachim gam yachad. Hinema tovu manaim, shevetachim gam yachad. Hinema tovu, shevetachim gam yachad.
Okay, stop. Now, that's the warm-up. Now we need to speed it up.
Brže, brže.
Twice as fast, okay?
Dva put brže.
Hine matovu manaim, shevetachim gam yachad. Hine matovu manaim, shevetachim gam yachad. Hine matovu manaim, shevetachim gam yachad. Hine matov, shevetachim gam yachad. Hine matov umanaim, shevetachim gam yachad. Hine matov umanaim, shevetachim gam yachad. Hine matov, 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 shevetachim gam yachad.
Hi, all right. Thank you.
Voila.
Do we have any special requests for prayer as we begin our service?
Da li ima neka posebna potreba za molitvu pre nego što budemo molili? For the mother of one of the students, she's very ill. I told you, I mentioned.
Okay.
Mother. Yes.
And Ruben?
Okay,
for your friends, yes.
Za prijatelje Rubena isto.
All right, who will lead these lift these requests up before the Lord to the heavenly sanctuary this morning? Do we have a
Ko će ove potrebe da uzdigne do nebeske svetinje ovog jutra?
All right. Good. Let's pray together here.
Dragi Gospode Isuse Hriste, mi smo ti zahvalni što uvek u svako vreme po Tvojoj reči možemo doći na Tvoj presto blagodati u nebesku svetinju i što možemo da Ti se zahvalimo, što možemo da Ti upućujemo naše molbe i što možemo da Ti se molimo, Gospode. Hvala Ti što možemo i ovoga jutra da Ti se zahvalimo, što smo živi i zdravi, što možemo da govorimo, da učavamo o svetinji, što možemo da istražujemo jako duboko Tvoju reč i što može to da nas osnaži u našoj službi i što može to da nas potakne da bolje živimo jednim boljim životom. Molimo te, Gospode, za Danilovu majku i za Rubenove prijatelje, da njima pomogneš u situacijama u kojima se nalaze i da njima pomogneš u svakom problemu koji je pred njima i koji je sada trenutno pristupljen u njihovom životu. Molimo te da budeš sa njima i molimo te da im pomogneš i da ih ohrabriš na onaj način na koji ti najbolje to znaš i kako ti misliš da će to da bude dobro. Predajemo se u Tvoje ruke i molimo Te da i ovoga dana saznamo mnogo stvari o svetinji koje će nas postaknuti i promeniti naše živote. Hristovo ime.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. As we look at the list of issues that we covered on the day you were gone, which day was that? Sunday? Yes, on Sunday.
Dakle, ako okay. Pogledamo na listu stvari koje smo radili u nedelju.
One of the most important issues that has been raised in opposition to the Adventist position on the sanctuary.
Jedno od najvažnijih aspekata protivljenja adventističkoj nauci o svetinji
is the whole question of the investigative judgment.
Je celo pitanje istražnog suda, dakle.
And it has often been claimed that we have invented this idea of an investigative judgment.
Obično se pričalo o tome da smo mi to izmislili, tu ideju istražnog suda.
As a face-saving device after the disappointment of 1844 to...
Kao nauku koja će da spase pokret koji se razočarao 1844.
When Christ didn't come,
the
pioneers had to find some meaning for 1844.
Pioniri su onda morali nešto da objasne šta je 1844.
And so they invented this doctrine of the investigative judgment.
Tako da su onda izmislili tu nauku o istražnom sudu.
And according to this line of reasoning, there is no such thing in the Bible as an investigative judgment of God's people.
Prema ovakvom shvatanju nema istražnog suda, pogotovo ne nad Božjim narodom.
After all, don't we read in John chapter 5 that
Jesus
says that we will not come into judgment?
Isus rekao, onaj koji veruje ne dolazi na sud.
And so we have taken one text, Daniel 8:14.
Tako da smo uzeli jedan stih, Daniel 8:14.
Taken it out of context.
Izvukli ga iz konteksta.
Blown it up into a false doctrine.
Napumpali ga i dobili pogrešnu doktrinu.
Well, these were the arguments I was reading from that big stack of books that my friend brought to me back in 1980.
To je iskustvo moje čitajući one knjige koje mi je prijatelj doneo tamo u 80. godini.
And so I asked myself, is the doctrine of an investigative judgment, the idea of an investigative judgment, is it found in the Bible?
Tako da sam se pitao, da li je ona stvarno u Bibliji, ta doktrina o istražnom sudu?
Or is it only read into that single text there in Daniel 8:14?
Ili ona tamo u tom jedinom tekstu, Danilo 8:14?
So I decided to start at the very beginning of the Bible.
Tako da sam odlučio da počnem od početka Biblije.
And to read through the whole Bible.
I da čitam kroz celu Bibliju.
Asking the question, is there an investigative judgment here?
Postavići sebi jedno pitanje, postoji li istražni sud tu?
And may I suggest that when you give your Bible study to your friends on the investigative judgment,
predlažem da kad, pardon, držite prijateljima časove o istražnom sudu,
you may wish to do the same thing.
Možda bi trebalo isto da uradite.
Rather than going straight to Daniel 7 and Daniel 8,
umjesto da idete u Danila 7 i 8 odmah,
I suggest that we need to show our Bible study interests, our friends of the church, that this is God's procedure all the way through Scripture.
Treba da pokažemo prijateljima da je to Božji plan, proces kroz celo pismo bio.
Because that's what I found as I read through the Bible with this
question. To sam i pronašao dok sam kao odgovor na ovo pitanje čitao Bibliju.
Where does one find the very first investigative judgment in the Bible?
Gde u Bibliji prvi istražni sud?
Canonically, starting at the beginning of the Bible.
U kanonu Biblije, od početka.
That's right, already in Genesis chapter 3.
Tačno, prvo Mojsijeva 3.
God comes walking in the cool of the day after Adam and Eve have sinned.
Bog je dakle hodao u večeri, hlada večeri, kada su Adam i Eva sagrešili.
And he begins to ask questions. Adam, where are you?
Poče da postavlja pitanja. Adame, gde si?
And then it's as if God was the lawyer in the trial questioning the witnesses on the witness stand.
Kao da je on bio na sudskom procesu, advokat koji postavlja pitanja svedocima.
And Adam and Eve in the very process of responding to these questions show that they're guilty.
I proces dok oni odgovaraju na ta pitanja pokazuje da su krivi.
They begin to blame one another and they blame God and they blame the serpent.
Krivljuju jedan drugoga, pa Boga, pa zmiju.
And they show that their nature has become curved into inward into selfishness.
Pokazali su da njihova priroda savijena prema samima sebi, to jest sebičnosti.
Now just to make sure that I wasn't dreaming, that I was just reading this text with Adventist glasses on.
Da budem siguran da nisam čitao ovaj tekst sa adventističkim naočarima.
I went to some of the major commentaries on Genesis 3.
Otišao sam u neke najvažnije, najveće komentare pre Mojsijeve 3.
The most famous commentary in German,
najpoznatiji na nemačkom komentar,
is written by Klaus Westermann, who is the foremost Old Testament theologian of the 20th century.
Je Westermanov, koji je najveći teolog 20. veka iz Starog Zaveta.
And in his commentary on these opening chapters of Genesis,
i njegov komentar na ova poglavlja prva u prvoj Mojsijevoj,
he describes Genesis 3 as a legal trial judgment.
On opisuje prvu Mojsijevu 3 kao sudski proces.
An investigative judgment, if you please.
Istražni sud, ako hoćete.
It's not just Adventists that are seeing investigative judgment here at the beginning of the
Tako
Bible.
Tako da ne vide samo Adventisti tu istražni sud.
Now this whole chapter of Genesis 3 is in a beautiful chiastic structure, chiasm.
A ova struktura ovog poglavlja je u hijazmu, dakle, cela.
And the high point of the chiasm, as we've seen earlier, is the most important point of the story.
A najveći poenta, dakle, hijazma je najvažnija stvar u priči, najvažnija tačka.
And what's the most important point of Genesis 3?
A koja je najvažnija stvar u prvoj Mojsijevoj 3?
Is it where God gives the verdict and the sentence and pronounces the judgments upon Adam and Eve?
Da li je to presuda i osuda koju on objavljuje Adamu i Evi?
No.
Ne.
It's, I think Moskala probably taught you this. It's
Moskala vas je naučio.
Verse 15.
15. stih.
It is the first gospel promise.
To je prvo protoevanđelje, mi kažemo.
So the investigative judgment is real here.
Istražni sud je, dakle, stvaran tu.
God does interrogate the witnesses.
Bog zaista ispituje svedoke.
He brings them into the judgment
dovodi ih na sud,
courtroom, if,
sudnicu,
as you please.
Ako hoćete.
And he announces then the verdict and the sentence.
I onda objavljuje presudu i osudu.
But
kaznu.
That's not the heart of the story.
Ali to nije srce priče.
Right in the midst of this judgment is the first promise of grace.
U sred tog suda prvo obećanje blagodati.
Investigative judgment is not opposed to grace, as our critics have said.
Istražni sud, dakle, nije suprotan blagodati, kao što kažu naši kritičari.
We move to the next chapter.
Onda sledeće poglavlje, četvrta glava prema se. Kain i Abel.
And after Cain kills his brother Abel.
Nakon što je Kain ubio Abela,
God calls Cain again.
Bog poziva Kaina ponovo.
What have you done, Cain?
Šta si to učinio?
He puts Cain on the witness stand.
Stavlja ga na,
begins to ask him questions.
Kao svedoka postavlja mu pitanja.
And again, in the process of Cain's denial, he shows his guilt.
I u tom procesu dok Kain to poriče, on pokazuje da je kriv.
Am I my brother's keeper, he says.
Sam ja čuvar brata svojega?
He shows his attitude in his heart.
Pokazuje šta je u srcu.
And God pronounces then the verdict and the sentence.
A Bog proglašava presudu i kaznu.
Here was a murderer.
To je ubica.
What was the penalty for murder in the biblical times?
U biblijsko vreme šta je kazna za ubicu?
Death penalty, right?
Smrtna kazna, da.
He deserves to die.
Zaslužio da umre.
But God's grace is revealed in the story.
Ali blagodat je otkrivena u celoj priči.
He places a mark on Cain's forehead.
Stavlja mu znak na čelo.
Not a mark of condemnation.
Ne znak osude.
But a mark of protection.
Nego zaštite.
So that in the future, as more people would be born into the world And the history would go onward for hundreds of years that Cain would live.
Tako da kada se još ljudi narodi i stotine godina dok Kain bude živeo,
that they would see this mark and they would not hurt Cain.
Videće znak i neće dakle naškoditi Kainu.
So again an investigative judgment.
Istražni sud.
But in the heart of the story is God's grace.
Ali u sred priče blagodat
Božja. Move on two chapters to Genesis chapter 6.
A onda idemo dva poglavlja napred, šesta glava, premoj se.
Flood story.
Priča o potopu.
And again we have a description of an investigative judgment.
Opet opis istražnog suda.
This time it was not Claus Westermann that records this, but the foremost Jewish scholar of the 20th century.
Sada o ovom istražnom sudu ne govori Westermann, nego jedan od najpoznatiji jevrejski teolog.
Umberto Casuto from Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
Sa univerziteta jevrejskog u Jerusalimu.
In his commentary on Genesis.
I njegov komentar na prvom Mojsiju.
He says what we have here in Genesis 6 is an investigative trial judgment.
Kaže ovde u šestoj glavi imamo istražni proces, sudski istražni proces.
As some of our Adventist scholars were rejecting the investigative judgment, here are these non-Adventist scholars who are recognizing it's right here in the beginning of the Bible.
Adventisti odbacuju, dok neki Adventisti odbacuju ideju istražnog suda, evo tu ne Adventista koji potvrđuju.
And we see God coming down to investigate in verse 5.
U petom stihu vidimo Boga kako istražuje.
The Lord saw the wickedness of the man.
Gospod je video, videći da je nevljavstvo ljudsko veliko na zemlji.
And here comes the verdict and the sentence in verse 7.
A u sedmom stihu presuda i osuda.
The Lord said, I have determined to destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth.
Hoću da istrebim sa zemlje ljude koje sam stvorio.
So there is an investigative and an executive judgment here in this passage.
Tako da postoji tu istražni, ali i izvršni sud.
But again, what is the heart of the flood story?
A opet, šta je srce priče o potopu?
Genesis 6 through 9 is a chiastic structure.
Je hijazam.
And Dr. Shea has shown in detail how the first part matches the last and the second matches the second.
Dr. Shea pokazao detalje kako prvi deo odgovara poslednjem i sve tako.
What is the central verse? What's the mountain?
Centralni tekst koji je?
That's right. Genesis 8 chapter 8 verse 1.
Tačno je 8:1.
God remembered Noah.
A Bog se setio ili opomenuo Noja.
So again, in the flood story, the heart of the story is God's grace.
Tako opet. U potopu, priče o potopu, srce priče Božja blagodat.
God is not trying to destroy all who he can, he's trying to save everyone he can.
Bog dakle nije želeo da presudi svakom kome može, nego da spase ako je moguće nekog.
And we begin to see God's procedure throughout history.
I vidimo to je proces kroz istoriju, takav.
Before he closes probation upon a nation or an individual.
Pre nego što zatvara Bog vreme milosti za neku osobu ili za naciju.
He opens the books so that the universe can see the evidence.
On otvara knjige da svemir vidi dokaze.
Because that's the kind of God he is.
Je takav je on Bog.
He's not an arbitrary, harsh God.
On je strog i arbitrarni Bog.
That says guilty, not guilty.
Koji samo
guilty,
govori not guilty. Kriv, nije kriv, kriv, nije kriv.
Arbitrarily.
Arbitran.
He is acting based upon the evidence that is clear to everyone.
On postupa na osnovu dokaza koji su jasni svima onda.
Let's move on another chapter to chapter couple chapters to Genesis chapter 11.
Još par poglave napred 11. glava.
The Tower of Babel.
Babilonska kula.
Notice what it says about God's activity as the people are building the tower.
Pogledajte šta kaže o Bogu, u šta je uključen dok oni grade kulu. Koja je njegova aktivnost?
Verse 5. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built.
A Gospod siđe da vidi grad i kulu što zidahu sinovi čoveče.
Now, I see a few of you with glasses.
Vidim neki nose naočare.
Does God need glasses here? Is he filled with short-sightedness, myopia, he needs to come close so he can see.
Da li su Bogu potrebne naočare, on ne vidi dobro, pa mora da siđe da bi dobro video?
Of course not.
Naravno
God
da
can see very well from heaven.
Bog s neba dobro vidi.
So why does it say he comes down to
Zašto
see?
Onda kaže da je sišao da vidi?
Because he wants us to understand that he is investigating the situation.
Jer želi da nam kaže da on istražuje proces.
And so he acts in a way that we can see the process that he is going through.
Tako da on deluje u smeru da mi vidimo da je uključen u taj proces.
Now is the investigative judgment really for God so he can find out about something?
Da li je taj istražni sud zbog Boga da on nešto pronađe?
No, we know from scripture he knows everything. He knows the end from the beginning.
Znam, on zna kraj od početka u pismu, sve zna.
But it is to reveal to us what the truth is about the matter.
Ali on želi da nama otkrije šta je istina o.
So he goes through this process of investigation to reveal the evidence before the universe.
Tako da on ide kroz proces istrage da otkrije svemiru dokaze.
Well, these people that were building the tower were rebels against God.
Ovi ljudi koji su gradili kulu bili su pobunjenici protiv
God had told them to scatter throughout the earth after the flood.
Bog im je rekao ranije da se rasaju po zemlji.
Instead, they gathered together and were building this city and this tower toward heaven.
Umesto toga, oni su se skupili na jednom mjestu i grade kulu do neba.
They were the high-handed sin, right?
To je onaj greh, podignute ruke.
We will not do what you say, God.
Nećemo mi ono što ti kažeš, Bože.
We will rebel against the Most High God.
Mi ćemo se pobuniti protiv tebe.
This is treason against the government of heaven.
Izdaja protiv vlade neba.
Deserves the death penalty.
Zaslužuju smrtnu kaznu.
But what does God do?
A šta Bog čini?
Comes down and sends an angel and lops off the top of the tower.
Šalje anđela da odlomi samo vrh kule.
And changes the languages.
I jezike stvara da se ne razume, dakle menja jezike.
So we now have to have translators.
Tako da moramo da imamo prevodioce sad.
And that forces us, force the people to travel and scatter throughout the earth with their people with the same language.
To je nateralo ljude da se raseju i da traže one koji govore istim jezikom.
So here's God's grace helping them accomplish the purpose that he wanted them to do all along.
To je Božja blagodat, dakle da jednostavno ispune ono što je Bog želeo.
We move a few chapters more to Genesis chapter 18.
Idemo par poglavlja napred u 1. Mojsijevo 18.
Sodom and Gomor.
Sodom i Gomor.
Again, the language is clear of investigative judgment here.
Dakle, jezik jasan, istražni sud je u pitanju.
In fact, God even comes down with two angels and appear in human form.
Bog silazi sa dva anđela, dakle, i javlja se u ljudskom obliku.
Talks to Abraham about this situation.
Priča sa Avramom o situaciji.
Abraham recognizes this is a time of judgment.
Avram prepoznaje da je reč o sudu.
Verse 25, the end of verse 25, Abraham says, shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
Dakle, to je 19:25.
18:25.
Da, 18:25. Zar neće suditi, da li sudija cele zemlje neće suditi pravo?
You have the word judge there?
Mm.
Yeah, okay. But notice verse 21.
21. stih.
God says, I will now go down and see whether they have done according to the outcry against it that has
Zato
come to me.
Zato ću sići da vidim, da li sve čine kao što vi kad dođe preda mi.
Again, the language of investigation, of an investigative judgment.
Opet jezik istrage, dakle suda, istražnog suda.
But is God trying to destroy all the people of Sodom?
A da li Bog odlučuje da uništi sve u Sodomu?
Or is he inviting Abraham to negotiate the number of people that would be required before he would spare the city.
Ili poziva Avrama da pregovaraju o broju ljudi koji će biti pošteđen.
You notice in chapter 22 when God tells Abraham, go and sacrifice your son.
Sećate se u 22. glavi, idi žrtvuj sina svojega, kaže mu Bog.
Abraham doesn't argue.
Avram se ne buni. Ne prepire.
He hears God's command and he follows God's command.
Čuje Božju zapovest i sledi.
But here in chapter 18 we have Abraham saying, "Oh God, if there were just this many, you wouldn't destroy them, would you?"
Ja, ovde Avram njemu kaže, kad bi samo toliki broj bio, ti ne bi uništio, zar ne?
And then he lowers the number one step.
Smanjuje korak po korak ovaj broj.
It's clear that the context makes Abraham feel comfortable in doing this.
Dakle, on je Avram jednostavno.
Thank you very much.
Avram jednostavno sa punim poverenjem ovo čini. To mu nije problem, dakle.
And if even only 10 would be found righteous in the city, God would not destroy it.
I da je samo 10 ljudi bilo u gradu, Bog ne bi uništio grad.
Here is grace again in the heart of the story.
Tu je blagodat u centru priče.
And he had a hard time even finding Lot and his wife and his children.
Teško mu je bilo da pronađe čak i Lota i ženu i decu.
He had to send the angels in and almost drag them out of the city.
Anđeli su ih bukvalno izvukli iz grada.
That's the God that we serve. That's the God of love, God of grace.
To je Bog kome mi služimo. To je Bog ljubavi i blagodati.
Well, we could keep on going through Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus, and I found dozens of these investigative judgment scenes.
Ako idemo kroz prvu, drugu i treću Mojsiju, naći ćemo mnoštvo ovih scena istražnog suda.
Dr. Shea in his book, which I was going to bring with me, but I don't think I did, his book Selected Studies in Prophetic Interpretation.
Dr. Shea u izabranim studijama proročkog tumačenja.
Volume 1 of the Darkom series.
Prvi tom Darkom serije
points to 28 passages in the Old Testament.
28 poglavlja u Starom zavetu on izvlači.
Where you find judgment from the sanctuary.
Gde pronalazite sud iz svetinje.
And I'm not going to even cover those because there's so many more that I will give you more and you can look up those in Dr. Shea's book if you like.
Dakle, ne bih vam dao više, jer imate u knjizi doktora Shea.
We saw one yesterday at the end of class yesterday in Deuteronomy 19.
U petoj Mojsijevoj 19 videli smo jedan i juče.
With the law of the malicious witness, the false witness.
Sa zakonom koji se odnosio na lažnog svedoka.
They were to bring the case to the sanctuary and the priests were to be the judges to hear the case.
Trebali su da dovedu te svedoke pred svetinju, onda je sveštenik odlučio kao sudija.
And the text specifically says the priest shall diligently investigate the situation.
A tekst kaže da će sveštenik pažljivo istražiti situaciju.
And then give their verdict.
I onda presuda.
Investigative judgment at the sanctuary.
Istražni sud u svetinji, pred svetinjom.
One of the most powerful texts is in the Psalms.
Jedan od naj pečatljivih tekstova je u psalmima.
Psalm 11.
11. psalm.
And this psalm also is in a chiastic arrangement.
Ovaj psalm u hijazmu isto.
And the middle of the psalm is verse 4.
Četvrti stih je u sredini.
The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven.
Gospod je u svetom dvoru svom, prestoje Gospodnje na nebesima.
Which temple is this then?
Koji je ovo dvor?
You hear the poetic parallelism there?
To je poetski paralelizam.
The Lord's in his temple.
On je u svetom hramu.
Which temple?
Koji hram?
The next line says the Lord's throne is in heaven.
Prestoje Gospodnje na nebu.
Two parallel ideas, the heavenly throne in the heavenly temple.
Presto je dakle u nebeskom hramu.
And what does he do there from his heavenly temple?
I šta on čini iz tog hrama? Šta on čini tu?
His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men.
Oči njegove gledaju, veđe njegove ispituju sinove čoveče.
What's the translation of yours for test?
Inquire.
Okay, good. It's the word bahan.
To je reč bahan.
Which means to inquire, to investigate, to diligently examine the situation.
Ta reč znači zaista ispitati kao kod nas što stoji, dakle, pažljivo istražiti.
But you say, this is only the wicked, he's not really examining the righteous, is he?
Ali reći ćete, ovo nije za pravednika, ovo je za bezbožne.
What does the next verse say?
A sledeći stih?
The Lord bahans the, what?
Gospod ispituje bahans šta? Koga? Pravednog.
The righteous, that's right. And so we have here an examination that involves the righteous as well as the wicked.
A ovde, dakle, imamo i pravednog i bezbožnog.
Now, in the Hebrew Bible, there is actually a specific technical term for an investigative judgment.
U jevrejskoj Bibliji postoji jedan specifični termin za istražni sud.
And this is the riv.
Riv.
It can be translated investigative judgment.
Može se prevesti kao istražni proces, istražni sud.
Or covenant lawsuit.
Ili zavetni proces.
And this is found dozens of times in the Old Testament to describe this procedure of God.
A ovo pronalazimo na mnoštvo mesta u Starom Zavetu da se objasni Boži proces.
For example, Isaiah,
Isaija, na primer,
chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
13 i 14.
Micah,
Mihej,
chapter 6, verses 1 and 2.
6, 1 do 2.
Isaiah 4,
Osija 4, 1.
And dozens more times.
I mnogo još.
You'll notice that these investigative judgments come again at the end of just before God is closing probation upon a nation or an individual.
Primetit ćete da ovaj istražni sud dolazi u prorocima pred zatvaranje vremena milosti za naciju.
Isaiah, Micah, Hosea, they all lived in the 8th century.
Sva ova tri proroka su živjela u 8. veku.
In the northern kingdom,
Severnom carstvu,
or at least they prophesied to the northern kingdom,
ili proricali su Severnom carstvu,
regarding the close of probation upon that northern kingdom before God took them into captivity.
Jesu zatvarali vreme milosti tačno pre.
Let's look at one of these. Let's look at Micah chapter 6.
Da pogledamo jedan od ovih, Mihej 6.
How many of you have been to a trial here in Serbia or Bosnia or somewhere around?
Koliko od vas bilo baš na sudskom procesu?
You actually been to a trial? Yes, okay.
Bili ste baš na sudskom procesu?
All right. Or you've watched one on television or something?
Bili ste možda gledali na TV-u?
There's a certain legal court proceedings for a trial, isn't that right?
Postoji u sudnici proces.
They follow a particular procedure, and it may be a little different here in your country than in mine, but there's specific court proceedings for a trial.
Postoje procesi u sudnici, možda su drugačiji malo ovde nego u Americi, ali isto. Princip je isti.
Well, in biblical times, there was also a specific procedure for an investigative judgment.
I u biblijsko vreme postoje specijalni proces kada je u pitanju istražni sud.
And Micah chapter 6 gives us the main elements of that legal proceedings.
Mihej 6 daje glavne elemente ovog legalnog procesa.
Let's read verses 1 and 2.
Da pročitamo stihove 1 i 2.
Hear now what the Lord says.
Slušajte šta govori Gospod.
Arise, plead your case. There's the word riv. Before the mountains.
Ustani, sudi, riv se s gorama.
And let the hills hear your voice.
Neka čuju humovi glas tvoj.
Hear, O you mountains, the Lord's riv.
Slušajte, tvrdi temelji zemaljski, riv gospodnje, dakle, parbu gospodnje.
And you strong foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a riv against his people.
Jer gospod ima riv s narodom svojim.
And he will contend with them.
S izraeljima se sudi.
Three times in two verses you have this word riv, riv, riv.
Tri puta samo u dva stiha riv.
It's God's investigative trial, his legal trial.
To je Božji sudski proces.
Now when Dr. Moskala was here, how many took Moskala's class?
Koliko od vas je uzelo kod Moskale?
Okay, a lot of you took his class. He probably dealt with the covenant. Did you study the covenants?
Da li ste radili zavet? Zavete.
And the suzerainty covenant, the structure of the suzerainty covenant?
Radili ste strukturu tog zaveta.
Okay. Well, The covenant lawsuit follows about the same structure as the suzerainty covenant, except it turns it into a trial rather than a covenant-making ceremony.
Dakle, sudski proces prati zavetnu strukturu.
And there are basically five, six steps.
Šest koraka u suštinski prati ovaj.
The first step is the preamble.
Preambula. Prvi.
And this was in the covenant making ceremony and also in the covenant breaking ceremony.
To je uključeno i u stvaranje zaveta, a i u ceremoniju raskidanja zaveta ili
the investigative judgment.
Istražni sud.
What was the preamble?
Šta je preambula?
This is where God reveals who he is, the judge.
Tu se otkriva sudija, ko je sudija?
And we read this in verses 1 and 2.
To smo u prvom i drugom stihu pročitali.
For the Lord has a reeve against his people.
Jer Gospod ima parbu.
Then the second step is the historical prologue.
A drugi korak je istorijski prolog.
Here is where the judge, if you please, or the attorney that's in doing the trial.
Ovde je sudija ili advokat tokom
shows what God has done for his people in the past.
Pokazuje šta je Gospod u prošlosti uradio za svoj narod.
How he has benefited them and helped them and rescued them and protected them.
Kako im je činio dobro i štitio ih i sve što je uključeno u to.
And here we find this in verses 3 through 5.
A to su stihovi od 3 do 5.
He says, verse 4, for I brought you up from the land of Egypt, I redeemed you from the house of bondage, I sent before you Moses and Aaron and Miriam.
Jer ti izvedoh iz zemlje misirske, iskupih iz kuće ropske i poslah pred tobom Mojsija, Arona i Mariju.
Then he mentions Balak and Balaam.
Spominje i Balaka i Balama.
And God's helping them there at the entrance into the promised land.
I pomoć na ulazu u obećanu zemlju.
That you may know the righteousness of the Lord, the righteous deeds of the Lord, if you please.
Da poznaš pravdu, odnosno pravedna dela Gospodnja.
What was the historical prologue for in the covenant making ceremony? Because this is the same pattern for the making of the covenant.
Šta je bio istorijski prolog kad se stvara zavet? Ovo je isti model kao u stvaranju zaveta.
When God told them what he had done for them,
kad je Bog,
what should this have done in their heart?
Iznosio ono što je učinio za njih, šta je to trebalo u njihovom srcu da bude tada?
Should have caused them to be grateful.
Da budu zahvalni.
Thank you for delivering us, for protecting us.
Hvala ti za izbavljenje, hvala ti za zaštitu.
This was an act of grace on the part of God.
To su bila dela blagodati.
And the response should have been gratitude, obedience out of gratitude.
A odgovor je trebao da bude poslušnost i zahvalnost.
But instead,
umesto toga,
of being grateful to God, these people were rebelling against God.
Umesto da su bili zahvalni, oni su se pobunili protiv
Boga. Now in the covenant making ceremony, there are the stipulations that are put here.
Posle dakle, stvaranje zaveta dolaze odrednice zaveta.
The covenant stipulations that God wanted them to obey out of gratitude.
Odrednice zaveta su trebale da se slušaju zbog zahvalnosti i zahvalnosti.
And we find those summarized here in verse 8.
A to u 8. stihu nalazimo kao sumu, da šta su te odrednice.
He has shown you, O man, what is good, what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, love mercy and walk humbly with your God.
Što je dobro, šta Gospod išta od tebe, osim da činiš, što je pravo da ljubiš, milost da hodeš smerno.
Here's a summary of the law.
To je sažetak zakona.
But instead of them keeping the stipulations, these were the stipulations that had been broken.
Ali umesto da čuvaju te odrednice, oni su prekršili te zapovesti.
And so this becomes the indictments, the charges against them.
Tako da su to postale za njih osude. Optužbe faktički. Umesto odrednica optužbe.
And God mentions here in chapter 6, all the ways that they had turned away from him.
Tako da u šestoj glavi on spominje sve načine kako su se oni odmetnuli od njega.
Verses 9 through 12 mentions their different sins.
9 do 12 spominje te različite grehe.
As the result of looking at all of the charges that indicated their broken covenant,
kao rezultat ovih optužbi,
God brings the verdict.
Dolazi presuda.
Of guilt and the sentence of the punishment.
I kazna. Presuda je kriv i onda kazna za to.
And we find this word in verse 13. Therefore.
To je u 13. stihu. Stoga, zbog toga.
And the rest of the chapter tells us the things that are going to happen to the people in receiving the covenant curses.
A ostatak glave pokazuje zavetne prokletstva. Dakle, to je ta kazna.
Because in the covenant making ceremony there had been blessings and curses.
Jer ako se sećate u sklapanju zaveta postojali su blagoslovi i prokletstva.
Blessings for obedience,
blagoslovi za poslušnost,
and curses for disobedience.
Prokletstva za neposlušnost.
And this is specifically described in Deuteronomy chapter 27 and 28.
Posebno 5. Mojsije 27 i 28.
Where God sets before the people the two ways, one of blessing, one of life,
gde Bog predstavlja dva puta narodu, jedan blagosloveni život,
and one of curses, one of death.
A jedan vezan za prokletstva, za smrt.
And the sentence is basically a restatement of the curses.
A u stvari, kazna, izricanje kazne je ponovno spominjanje prokletstava.
So as you read these verses here at the end of Micah 6,
ako čitate ta prokletstva, dakle,
you find that they're just restatements from Deuteronomy, the curses of Deuteronomy.
Vidjet ćete da ima iz pete Mojsijeve ponavljanja.
Then the final aspect of this trial is the witnesses.
A konačno postoji svedoci.
Now sometimes the witnesses come at the end, sometimes they become here. They
ponekad
come
na kraju, ponekad na početku dolaze svedoci.
Where do you find the witnesses here in Micah 6?
Gde su svedoci u Mihaju 6?
Who are the witnesses?
Ko su svedoci? Mountains.
Okay, yes. Usually the witnesses in the ancient Near East were the other gods that were witnessing.
Obično su na Bliskom istoku bogovi bili svedoci.
But Israel didn't have any other gods.
Ali Izrael nije imao druge bogove.
And so the witnesses were chosen to be ones that were solid, that were reliable, that did not go away.
Svedoci su oni koji ne odlaze nikuda, koji su.
And the most reliable thing here on this earth are the mountains and hills.
Koji se može verovati, koji su stabilni, a najstabilnija stvar na zemlji su planine, gore.
They don't move, they don't go anywhere.
Ne pomeraju se, nigde ne idu.
So God says there in verses 1 and 2.
Zato Bog kaže u prvom i drugom stihu.
Plead your case before the mountains and let the hills hear your voice.
Sudi se s gorama, neka humovi čuju glas tvoj.
So here we have the basic steps in the Old Testament investigative judgment.
Ovo su osnovni koraci starozavetnog učenja o svetinji, o sudu.
Was the judgment always negative?
Da li je sud uvek bio negativan?
Was the investigative judgment always against the people that had rebelled against God?
Da li je ta osuda uvek vezana za ljude koji su pobunjenici, buntovnici?
What about the faithful people during that time?
Šta je s vernima u to vreme?
Were they involved in the investigative judgment?
Da li su oni bili vezani za istražni sud, da li su bili uključeni u istražni sud?
Da, da, da. Yes.
Da.
In Micah chapter 7.
Mihej 7.
In verse 9 we have a description of the righteous.
9. Stih je opis pravednika.
The repentant sinner.
Pokajani grešnik.
And Micah was one of those.
A Mihej bio jedan od njih.
He says, I will bear the indignation of the Lord.
Podnosit ću gnev Gospodin.
Because I have sinned against him.
Jer mu zgreših.
Until he pleads my case.
Dok ne raspravi parbu moju.
And here we find both the verb and the noun. Until he reaves my reeve.
Ovde je i glagol i imenica. Dok ne Riv, moj riv, znači.
And executes justice for me He will bring me forth
to the
light.
Pravicu, izvešće me na videlo.
And I will see his righteousness.
Videću pravdu njegovu.
Here is not condemnation.
To nije osuda sad.
Here's vindication.
Ovo je odbrana.
For the ones who are willing to turn to God in repentance.
Za one koji su voljni da se okrenu Bogu u pokajanju.
For Micah, the covenant lawsuit was not bad news, it was good news.
Za Miheja taj zavetni proces je bio dobra vest, ne loša vest.
And so we see here in Micah the two sides of the investigative judgment.
Tako da vidimo dve strane istražnog suda ovde kod Miheja.
Investigative judgment reveals who are God's true people and who are the rebels, who are the pretenders.
Istražni sud u stvari određuje ko je Boži pravi narod, a ko su oni koji se samo pretvaraju ili ili buntovnici.
His true people are not perfect, they're not sinless.
Nije njegov pravi narod bez greha, savršen.
But they have a heart that is repentant and is willing to
ali ima pokajničko srce, on je spreman da se kaje.
And to accept his righteousness.
I da prihvati njegovu pravdu.
And God rewards them by vindication rather than condemnation.
I Bog im daje nagradu, a to je odbrana, a ne ne osuda.
Okay. We have I think time for a break. Yes. Okay?
Pauza.
10 minute break.
10 minuta pauza.